Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host, Yoatsi.
And Louis, a.k.a. the baddest perra.
Nikki. We are back, you guys. We missed you.
Yeah, we're back a day late because somebody was out of town.
Dude, everyone was mad at me in my DMs.
Why? They were like, what the fuck happened to Dry January, you stupid ass?
No, you know what? I did see one of your comments where you posted Julie's birthday. And someone was like, I thought she was doing Dry January.
Everybody was so mad at me in my DMs. I see my DMs. I see you. And I just didn't respond because I am scared.
Because you're scared? Why?
It's because, you guys, it was celebration. But no,
we'll leave it at that.
That was stupid. Like, I shouldn't have drank, dude. I regret it instantly.
You still had.
I had a lot of fun, but I feel like shit.
Good.
I was in Vegas, you guys. And I mean, it was the time of my life. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So that's it.
You're like, so I'm not saying anything about
No, but I have chisme.
What?
I hung out with Dior.
I did see that. And I was just like, wait, how did that happen?
Well, I didn't hang out with him. Let's not fucking make lies.
But weren't you like backstage like,
I was. So my jeweler, a.k.a. Mio Santori, shout out, makes jewelry for Dior.
Oh, cool.
And his manager, Dior's manager, is super, super cool. And so is Dior. They're like super humble, super chill. Mm-hmm. And
wait, how about you tell him who Dior is before you start talking about Dior?
Well, it's because if you don't know who Dior is, you'll be living under a fucking rock. Uh-huh. Dior is a Mexican DJ who is fucking amazing. He plays basically EDM, but he adds a little Spanish twist in there. And there's Mexican music going crazy.
He does. So like if you're into EDM or like house music, he makes really good remixes of like well-known like songs that all of us Latinos like, and he mixes them so good. So like every time we go to one of his shows and he plays one of his like remixes, everyone gets so excited because it's like, for example, he has one of like La Chona, and it's just so good.
And he also makes his own songs, and he has some really good ones like Las Viejas Pongo, or he has like a lot of really good music. So just go listen to Dior, and you're gonna be like, hey, oh, that one popular song, 5 More Hours, we're just getting started. That's Dior. So he has a lot of good music, so go check him out. You guys are gonna live for it. But, anyways, his manager was really cool, and he let my jeweler and all of us go backstage. He saw us, and he was like, oh, my God, yeah, come back here and backstage. Mm-hmm. I was fangirling so hard because I've been listening to Dior since, 2015, 2014, and I have old pictures with him. Yeah. So I don't know if you saw my story. Uh-huh. I, reposted him. I look all mencita. I'm like, wee! So I was like, dude, I'm overdue for a pic, but I don't want to be like, can I have a pic?
Yeah.
And then I guess we were all dancing backstage and he was doing his thing. It was super, super fun. And then at some point, Alex or his manager was like, oh, you guys want a pic? And Alex was like, yeah, get a pic. And then they found me and then they're like, you want a pic? And I just he just turned around and we took a pic real quick.
That's cool. Cause I saw you posting about it. You're like, hi. I want a new one. And I was like, it's going to happen. I was like,
he was so nice. He was just like, hi, how are you? Like in the middle of his set. I was like, hi. And I was like, it's so good to see you. And I was fangirly.
Yeah. He seems super cool. Super chill. Cause I did see that he did a podcast actually with La Platica.
Oh my God. Was so yes, cool. Dude. He's so cool.
Yeah. And every time I hear anybody talk about him, they always just say that he's super nice and chill. Yeah. So I mean, I've met him too. He was really nice.
Yeah. You met him too.
Yeah. Fucking when I was 18, you guys took me to one of his shows at The Catalyst.
The Catalyst.
Yeah. And I remember when you ran up, you're like, yeah, I get a pic. And I was like, I'm scared. Yeah. We all went behind stage.
We got a pic with him. And even back then, dude, he's always been super cool. He never gives you
don't touch me.
Yeah, no, he's like, hey, if he's besties with you, he's like, hey, how are you? And I was like, hello.
Hello.
So I got my upgraded pick with Dior. And it was really fun. But what was not fun was, te bien pendeja, dude. Cuando, I was going to say, cuando me enveneno, basically, cuando me emborracho. Cuando me enveneno. Well, basically, me estoy envenenando, but estoy bien pendeja when I get drunk. I sometimes run away and get lost. Louis has encountered that one time. We were at a club and I got lost for like 2 hours. I went to the wrong room and I was like, hello?
While calling the cops and my parents trying to look for you, thinking someone took her. And
I was all just like, hello? But I did the same thing. I was backstage and then I had to go pee. So I left to go pee. Yo solita, dude. And I'm in a club like with a bunch of weirdos. Y me fui. And I didn't even tell anybody I was going pee. I just left. And then when I got out of the bathroom, I was like, wait, how do I go backstage? And I kind of got scared and I was like, I don't know how to get backstage. So I just stayed in like a little corner con pendeja y me paré. And I was like, Alex, like waiting for someone to come rescue me. And this guy comes up next to me. He's like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, don't talk to me. I literally super straight. I was like, don't talk to me. And I get so annoyed that some men just do not know how to take no for a fucking answer. And then he was like, well, what's your name? And I was like, don't talk to me. And he was like, he's like, but why not? And I was like, oh.
Very like, where my hug at?
Dude, he was like, why not? And I started getting pissed. I was like, don't fucking talk to me. And then he's like, ah, why you gotta be like that though? And then he's like, what'd I do? We don't even know each other. And I was like, dude, seriously, stop. So I like just ignored him. I was still standing in my little corner. And then he was just like, I'm gonna just wait right here for you till you decide to talk to me. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? And then he was just like, just let me know your name. And I was like, oh my God. He was like, it's my first time in Vegas though. I just want to know what it's like. And I look at him and I was like, dude, stop fucking talking to me. He's like, no, don't be like that. I'm flipping him off. Like he's right next to me. I just have my finger all paradito así.
He's like,
and
he all breaks it.
And he was like, I was in my head. He would not stop talking to me. And in my head, I was like, what can I do to make him like stop talking to me? So I pull out my phone and the first thing that I did was bring up Snapchat and I start recording him.
Bitch!
And I was like, stop fucking talking to me. He's like, ah. He runs away the moment I brought out my phone.
He was like, he's loving us.
And I was like, fuck, I should have thought about that earlier. But I was so anxious and so scared that I deleted the video.
Well, I mean, at least you got him to go away.
Yeah. But then the guy right on the other side of me, he was just like, damn, where's your boyfriend at? He should be taking care of you right now. And I was like,
You record him too.
And at this one, I text Alex and I was all borracho. So I was like, help, guys, next to me, help. And then I think I see one of my other girlfriends and I'm like, I just grab her and I went with them. But I was so annoyed, dude. And I was like, why are men like this?
Yeah, especially in Vegas. I feel like those are the vibes.
And like, I always say this, bitch. Why is it always the ugly ones? Why can't it be like a hot ass guy? Be like, hey, what up?
Ahora sí, bien dejada.
I see. No, but bien pinches feos. I was like, ¿y tú de dónde viniste o qué?
Bitch.
¿Dónde saliste?
Fuck you.
But yeah, that was my Vegas.
I wish you would have saved the video. That would have been
dude,
funny.
He was like, oh, shit. And he just like ran away. I was like, andale, pendejo.
Well, it looked like you had a lot of fun.
I did. I had a lot of fun. I'm tired.
Well, do you have the word of the fucking century?
Yes.
Because we didn't do one last time.
I have one right now.
What is it? And wait, before we say the word of the century. What? It's funny. Because I did it again. What? So you guys, like, esto me pasa mucho, 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 mucho. Because I'm so, I already know I misspell a lot of shit. So I'm so scared of that happening that I kid you not, you guys, I reread my captions like 3-4 times before I post something. And I double, triple check that things are spelled correctly. And I'm always like, yeah, like that's, it's correct. So siempre me pasa. So I'll post it. But this recently, I posted a TikTok and I meant to put my ankles hurt. And I remember I wrote the word ankles and it looked off, but I was like, no, that's how you spell ankles. And I didn't check. And sometimes like, if I really don't know how to spell a word, I'll just like speak it to Siri. So she writes it out.
Yeah.
But I was like, it looks weird. I was like, but no, that's how you spell ankles. So I posted it. I leave the TikTok for like about an hour and then I come back to check on it. And all the comments are like, ankle? Or like, did you mean to put ankle? Like everyone's just correcting the way that I spelled it. And then once I look at like the correct way of spelling ankle, I look back at my caption. I'm like, oh God. Idiota. Like, I get mad at myself because I'm like, dude, I knew it was spelled wrong. And like,
I hate you.
I don't know. Like, I know I'm pretty not smart, but I feel like people think I'm so dumb.
No, no, we know. We don't think. We know. Fuck you. And I like how he tries so hard. And I was with him cuando se dio cuenta. He was like, fuck, I fucking knew it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, you were there.
Why? He's like, oh, I'm so fucking stupid. He's just getting all mad at himself.
It's because I get more mad when it's such a simple word, like ankle.
Ankle.
Okay, I still don't know how to spell it.
It's spelled A-N-K-L-E. Oh. Ankle.
And I put A-N-C-K-L-E.
No, you didn't put a K. You just put a C. Uncle,
oh, I don't even know.
That's why they're like, uncle. I know. My deals hurt.
Everyone was just like, literally in the caption, they were like, pretty not smart. And I was like, fuck. I was like, dude, I'm our so podcast dumb.
Fits us so well. We need to invite more pretty not smart hoes on here. I'm just kidding. Hoes, so if you know anybody who's pretty not smart, comment down below.
They're just adding us all over again.
Just us.
Okay, what's the word of the fucking century?
Okay, it's going to be regret.
Regrets. Regret. Mm-hmm. R-E-G-R-E-T. Like that? Regret.
I think so, yeah.
Regret.
Regret. You don't know you there. I'm also pretty not smart.
You're all giving me
regret.
Words. At regrets.
Yeah, regret. R-E-G-R-E-T. Did you ever watch that movie where that guy got it tattooed on his fucking chest?
Oh, and it was spelled wrong?
No regrets.
Yeah,
that's he spells it no wrong. Regrets. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. That's gonna be like, me. I was like,
maybe Louis's gonna do that to himself.
When people ask me why I don't have tattoos, that's why. Because I'll most likely misspell it and not even notice I misspelled it until somebody calls me out on it.
Dumbass.
Yeah, but for today's podcast, a lot of y'all wanted us to talk about our Kmart stories.
What's a Kmart?
Exactly, they're all closed. Oh, stop. Wait, there's actually, like, if you're a younger viewer, you're probably gonna be like, what's a Kmart? Because they're all closed.
So well, Kmart.
Almost all of them.
No, I think they're all gone. No.
No. I think there's still like one or two in the world somewhere.
He's like, I have one in my closet. You walk in, it's a Kmart. For real. So I think, well, I know what a Kmart is. A Kmart, it was like a Target. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it. It was like a Walmart, like a Target, but it was called Kmart.
Yeah, and they always had good prices.
They had really good pricing.
I don't know what it was about Kmart, though, that, like, it always just had, like, a very low energy vibe to it. Like, any Kmart that I ever went to, I always felt, like, sluggish. Like, walking in there, I was like...
It's because they never upgraded anything.
Oh, that's probably why. It all felt so old.
Everything in there was so old. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why Kmart got lost back in the days and it closed, because they weren't changing with the world.
You're right.
And like Target is always upgrading and changing. It's
always remodeling.
Always. They're keeping up with what's new. Mm-hmm. So that's why Target, I feel like Target will never end.
Yeah, you're right.
Because they're so good at making changes and moving with the new world. Mm-hmm. And Kmart did not do that, bitch.
Yeah.
When I started working there in like 2014, they had the same fucking registers of like 1990. Yes.
Not even that, but like also the same playlist.
Do
like,
the playlist, from
like
bitch? The
2000s, like early 2000s. God. Like... Oh, and it was like on fucking repeat. But yeah, that's probably why I always felt like that. Because it wasn't even just my Kmart. Even when I started working at Kmart, just every time I'd go into a Kmart, I just, yeah, I felt like stuck in time. Like I was just like, ugh.
Stuck in time. And Kmart, it was a vibe though. It was, when I think of Kmart, I just think of the color blue. Mm-hmm. Because that was our uniform. Mm-hmm. Blue tops with black pants.
Yes.
And I think of blue light sales. Mm-hmm. I think of
the Nicki Minaj collab.
The Selena Gomez collab.
Adam Levine. Like they were, yeah, I think they had good collabs and stuff, but they just never really upgraded.
Yeah, dude.
But I started working there as my first high school job when I turned like 15.
You were still in high school, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked. I got hired as seasonal, and then I was one of those cockroaches that ended up staying.
Bitch, a cockroach.
It's because they fired everybody. Like they would hire a bunch of people during like seasonal, so like Christmas vibes. So that's when I applied because I knew they were going to hire me. They did, and then everybody, they cut your fucking hours. Like they'd give me like
Four hours a week.
Yeah, like 4 hours a week. And I was like, hello. So my check would come out to like $10. But I was still living at like my parents' house. So to me, just money was money. Like I just wanted to make a little extra cash. Yeah. So I never quit. Like hella people were like, all right, like seasonal's over. I'm quitting. Or they like let go of people. Yeah. But I was like, I'm still here. So eventually I got rehired as like just a worker there.
Like a regular employee. And I was employee. Like, hey. Like, I'm here to stay.
I know they'd give me like my one day of work for like a week. And I'd be like, hey, all clocked in.
Like, you're here.
Yeah. But I think Yati and I have like touched based on some of the stories in there, but we really wanted to go into like the chisme because it really was like high school.
It was like a little high school. Part two. There was just like a lot of tea that happened in there, and we're going to expose it today. I'm scared. Just cucarachas. So I started working there as a cashier in 2014, because 2013 mm-hmm. was when I graduated high school, and straight out of high school, I worked at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Oh, yeah. In the low California Ascent. Ew. Boardwalk. How you remember that? And then after, a friend of mine was like, dude, quit your job. Come work at Kmart. It's closer mm-hmm. to home. It's like fucking 10 minutes from your house. And literally. I was like, okay. And I did. And I got hired, and it was cute and all. It was really nice. And I liked it just because I was in the front. And they were really chill about their uniform. I would wear little Uggs to work with my uniform. And yeah.
Our managers were super cool. Like, even if you wanted a... Well, that one was scary.
No, but they were all me. I'm just kidding.
Well, I had two managers that I really liked. And that's... I usually work night shifts. So I was always with them. Yati would work, like, morning. So that's why she was with the other one that we didn't like. But even like I would always like call out sometimes like I can't come in, I'm sick, and they're like, yeah, sure, like, have bye. The day off. Yeah. But I kind of worked a little bit of everything. I was cashier, which, oh my god, it was the stupidest thing they ever made me do because they needed cashiers. So I started working as a cashier, and I think I did it like a couple times, but I was always short.
Pendejo, really?
Yes, because like at the end of the day, you guys, they would like cash you out, so like you had to have I don't even know what the fuck, but they would like count everything to make sure you weren't like short, and I was always short. Like, I'm telling you, it was always either by like a few cents or like a dollar or so. They're like, you're short by like a dollar again. And I was like,
I like, was never short.
Pues yo, sí, I would panic. And logo, I had to deal with like Karens and like the whole thing. Like, well, this said it was $14.99. I was like, oh, it was placed on the wrong side. Well, why do I have to deal with that? Like, give me the price.
And
I
was like, it was our fault.
Yeah, so it was just a lot. But I worked like as a cashier. I worked on the floor, like fixing and cleaning up the areas. But I was mainly online order dupes. So I was like,
so in the if back. Anybody ever fucked up your online order, it was Louis.
No, it was them. All right. Well, sometimes like this is what they'd tell me, you guys. They're already all closed anyway. So they're like, if we don't have the item, just give them an item that's similar.
I remember that. Give them something that looks almost like the same. I was like, okay.
But I mean, sometimes it worked out because sometimes the product that was quote unquote almost the same was a little more expensive than the other one. Yeah. So, I mean, it was either good or bad.
But you know what I hella remember from Kmart? What? Do you have your rewards card or phone number? Ugh. Oh, dude. I know. No, for every customer, we had to ask them if they had a fucking rewards card. Mm-hmm. And some people would be like, no, you're so chica madre. And I was like, I have to put it in. Because if we didn't put one, we had like this little arrow on our little screen as a cashier. Mm-hmm. And if your arrow was down, our supervisors would be like, your arrow's down. You need to be getting rewards. And I was like, that's not my fucking fault. If they don't have one, sign them up. I was like,
And some people just wanted to like get in and get out. And we have to like,
and we had to be getting credit card applications like every day. And sometimes I'd be so annoyed because I'd always have to be like, do you have your rewards card or phone number? No. Do you want to make a donation to no. Do you want to sign up for our credit card? No. I was like, so sorry. This is my job. Yeah. They'd probably be like, shut the fuck up.
I mean, that's how I am. All right. Just every time people ask me, I'm like, no, like, I just want to get in, get out, like, leave me alone. But yeah, it was very much part of what we had to do.
I just thought of a story. What? So I feel like my supervisor and the cashiers, Loki kind of didn't like me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She probably hated me or something. Sí. But one time, vas a ver, one time we were training, or no, we weren't training because I was already working there for a while, but we were going over like uniform rules and regulations. And she was like, all right, girls, everybody, all the cashiers come to the front. And she went over the dress code. She's like, you can't be wearing leggings. You can't be wearing this or this or that. Just like a bunch of stuff. Sí. And then she looks at me. She's like, basically anything Yoatzy wears, you can't wear. I was like,
what? I'll put you on the spot.
I laughed, and my uniform was cute because I always, like, even though it was uniform, I would always do my best to make it look super cute and girly. Like, I would always wear cute tops, leggings with like long boots. Like, I was that bitch. I was cute. But she was so straight out and was like, anything Yuatsi wears, basically don't wear that. And I was like, bitch, I'm not breaking any rules.
Yeah.
So she called me out. Ew. That was fucking mean.
Yeah, I feel like we had some petty, just literally, you guys, it was like high school part two. Like, I was, I think, one of the youngest people working there.
Yeah, you were.
Except there was another guy. Do you remember what happened with him? He was in my same grade. What? So there was this guy, you guys, that got hired. And even in high school, he didn't really have like a good reputation. And he got hired to work at Kmart. I don't know if you remember, because he was working with you. He was a cashier.
A ver, a ver.
Long story short, he was a cashier. And one time, all the people there were talking, like, chisme, like, everyone was spreading chisme that works there, that the cops came and they, like, arrested him. And
what?
Bitch, you remember? And then, long story short, little by little, he was stealing money from, like, the cash register.
Pendejo.
And they knew, but, like, they were kind of, like, letting it slide until it surpassed a certain amount of money, because that's when they could, like, charge him with, like...
Oh, that's like a federal crime or something like that.
So they ended up letting him. He ended up stealing so much money that they ended up like arresting him. And I think they waited till he went to work to like do that. But yeah, he was like probably the only other person that was working there that was my age. And he stole a shit ton of money from the cash register. Oh, like little by little, but it accumulated to a lot. And yeah, they arrested him.
No, y luego, that reminds me. So back in the day, Kmart was so cool because they had the rewards, the points. But these points actually were money. And like sometimes you would collect $20, $50, $100. Mm-hmm. And you can literally, it was like credit. You can spend it on whatever you wanted in the store. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was super fucking cool. There was this girl, che pendeja, this girl, dude, that every time she would be like, can I get your rewards? Instead of putting the customer's phone number. She was putting in her own phone number.
Yeah, I remember you
and
telling.
And she's so dumb because, like, I'm sure Kmart has a way of tracking this down. Yeah. They have, like, a way of being like, oh, this person keeps getting points every day. Are they really here every day? Like, hello? And every shift, she was doing that. And they caught her. It got flagged in corporate. Corporate saw it and was like, hello? What is this going on? And they were like, she works there.
Yeah.
And then... they put the cameras on her and they literally saw her doing it. And it was like such a big chisme because everybody found out about it. And they did the same thing. They basically called the cops on her and they like arrested her for being a dumbass hoe. But
bitch.
But no, she had over like fucking $500 in credit.
Yeah, and I was going to say, because like you could buy stuff within Kmart with those points. So like if you found a fucking TV that was $500 and you had $5 in like points, then the TV's free.
Yeah.
So, ay, pero qué bueno, pinche Kmart. They would only offer us 10%.
Ay, no, y no en todo. En nomás como some stuff. It had to be full price and couldn't end in like 98 cents.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I forgot. Do you remember that shit?
So like, no, your banana is $1.98, so no discount.
Yeah, it was only if it was like 99. So yeah. I remember when we would want to get like, people would be like, why don't you just buy with your employee discount? I was like, 10%.
I was like, and a veces, eh?
Yeah, I was like, and that's if it's the right item.
Yeah, they would give us no employee like perks. So that was pretty lame. I hear like in Pandora and Sephora, they get like 60% off.
You know, it doesn't, there's 10%.
10%.
You need like, no, like good shit for us to be like,
ay, no, se pasa.
Yeah, like if it was like high end and it was like 10%, I'm like, it was 10%, it's 10%.
Pero no madre.
I know.
Okay, another chisme. There was this guy there. I don't know, dude, if he had a thing for me or not. Because sometimes he was mean to me. Pero, like, mean to me, like, fuck you type of mean to me. So I never understood that. Mm-hmm. Pero una vez, it was fucking raining and there was lightning. I don't know if you remember how many outages we had at that Kmart.
Yeah, we'd be working.
Bitch, the light would go out and they would still make us work. They would hand out flashlights.
Like, andale, a limpiar, vámonos.
Then we'd have to clean with fucking flashlights. And one of these days, I worked in jewelry, so I had to be putting away the jewelry. And the guy worked in electronics. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, do you have to go throw away your trash? And I was like, yeah, I actually do. He's like, you want me to go with you? I was like, yeah. Because I was so scared. He goes back there with me. And then he starts acting all weird. Like, he starts talking to me and he starts getting closer to me.
Oh, I think you remember you telling
me
this.
He was getting hella close to me back there in the warehouse. Yeah. Bien oscura. He starts getting all close to me. And then he was just like, hey, you kind of down to like. Bitch! And I was like, what? And I was like, what? And then he was like, well, there's no one here. It's hella dark. And I was like, bitch, I literally threw away my bolsita in the fucking machine. And I ran out that door and I was so scared. And then he was like, he comes back out. He's like, hey, I was just kidding, though. Fuck you. He was like, I was just kidding, though. I didn't think you were down. And I was like, bitch, you were testing me. If I would have done something. He would have been like, fuck it. Yeah, but because I said no, he was like, I was just kidding.
I was not expecting, but I do remember you telling me after.
Pinche grandote. He was like a tall ass, big dude, and like.
Se avientaba ahí.
I know. Pinche atrevido tú. If he hears this, remember.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Juan.
I'm scared. Fuck you. We're not going to talk about that one. I know. Fuck you. We're just going to leave it at that. You think you probably have him all pictured in your head. Y'all need a chapstick. I was just kidding.
I have a little story. Okay, so there was this guy there. I hope he's not watching.
Fuck you.
There was this little manager in there. He was nice sometimes, but he just had really chapped lips sometimes. And you want to know what my fucking friends did?
What?
Bitches. They framed him and they went into his office and they left a little pack of chapsticks in the fucking office.
Putas.
And they just left it there for him. And I think they left a note like, you need this.
Oh, I'm telling you guys, it was very high school vibes.
So high school vibes, dude.
It's like a bunch of chamacos just working there.
Dude, no, it literally was. In the morning, eran todas las señoras and las señores.
Oh, it was.
And in the tarde, it was all the fucking teenagers. Pero los señores had chisme, dude. Because I worked in the morning crew. Mm-hmm. And the señoras would always be like chatting it up in the fucking, in the break room.
Comadreando.
Comadreando. No, y luego I would hear the chisme because I would go on my break. I'd just be on my phone. And she's like, no, si esa se acostó con no sé qué, tiene esposa.
Oh, sí.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, like, even like in the little, in the layaway. They would always,
oh my God, they'd always be gossiping in the layaway. And she's like, no, si no sé cómo no se ha dado cuenta, pero ahí anda durmiéndose con todas las de aquí.
Sí.
Dude, and I wouldn't know. And then, like, I wasn't the only one. Like, all the other employees would know, like, the younger ones. Mm-hmm. And then we'd be like, did you know he's fucking like this señora and the other señora? It was so fucking funny. It was, like, so much cheese, man. Ay, I didn't want to picture those señores fucking the señora.
Okay, y'all have a face to it.
I know.
But talking about, like, hooking up and stuff. I actually have a, like, this is probably, like, one of the craziest stories I have at Kmart.
You hooked up with someone at Kmart?
No, but kind of. No. I don't think I've ever talked about this. So if you worked at Kmart with me and you wanted the chisme, I'm going to tell you the chisme. Just because I've always been like this, you guys. Like, I don't really, like, ¿cómo se llama? I don't participate when there's chisme about me or when people just want to like say stuff. I'm just like, ah, yeah, tú, you come up with your own story. Yeah. So that's why there was always like the workers who actually had the fucking balls to ask me like what the chisme was. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I didn't want to tell anybody. But basically, so there was this guy there. And this guy was really like shy, very keep it to himself.
I know what guy.
Yeah. And for some reason, everyone was like, oh my God, like you got him to talk. He was really nice to me. So aww, he ended up being like my friend. So me and him were friends. We would always chat it up. And I really liked him. Like, he was, like, a really cool dude. Like, I remember even one time we even went out to go eat after work. Like, during holiday, like, season time, like, we would not close or leave the store till like, 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. So there's, like, this one little restaurant where everybody would want to go eat and stuff. So he was really cool. And my intention was never to do anything bad to him, like, at all. I really had no idea. But éramos amigos. And he was a fellow, like, Jota Mayor with me. So I feel like maybe that's how we got along, because we were the only two that were, like, gay that worked there.
Yeah, he like never even talked, dude.
Yeah, so everyone was like, oh my so god, like, he got him to talk. And I was like, well, he's my friend. And aww, we worked in the same department, so he was super chill and stuff. But this is around the time that I was like being a fucking perra. So back then when I was younger, which I don't recommend, I'm not even gonna say what app because I don't want to like put it out there, but if you know, you know. But I was like on this dating app for like gay men. Uh-huh. And I was like super like just doing my own thing and like fucking finding chill appointments all the time. So this one time I was on this app and I ran into a guy that was pretty attractive. And Watsonville's so small. Dude, that so like small.
Oh my God.
Within that app it only shows you certain like hombres around like close to you. So I was like, oh, there's nobody new on here. Like, and it was always like,
I already viejillos. Saw these.
Yeah, it's always like people already saw or like viejillos.
It was and probably I was your like, dads ugh. And your uncles.
And I was just like, ugh. But I remember this one guy messaged me and he didn't have a profile picture, nothing. But he messaged me and he was like, hey, like, what's up? Just like haciendo plática. And he sent me a picture. And I was like, oh my God, he's really cute. So I was like, and finally, like someone new. And he ended up being really close to me. I think he lived like 4 or 5 streets from where we lived.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay. I was like, he's really cute. I was like, he lives really close by. So I was like, okay. So we kept chatting it up.
Period.
We ended up like meeting up and we ended up just like doing stuff in his car. It was super like just very hookup vibes. We even like talked for a bit and he actually ended up venting to me about like a relationship he just had gotten out of. But he didn't bring that up until after we were done doing our whole shipping miles. Cause he ended up being like, oh, like you're really cute. Like, can I get your number? So like I got his number and we ended up just like still texting after a while. Okay. So that's how we kept in touch like through actual our phone. And I was down to like keep him as a chile appointment because I thought he was really cute.
So he was just like your little side chile.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think there was another time that I tried meeting up with him and then I think he ended up like canceling on me hella last minute because he was like, oh, like my ex-boyfriend's here. He's just trying to get his stuff like, blah, blah, because I guess they live together.
Okay.
And I was just like, oh, shit. I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to get into that. But the look of yo sabía is like he had just gotten out of a relationship and like he was just messing around and I was like, okay, whatever. But bitch, come to find out, I think later, so he, the guy that I worked with at Kmart was his ex-boyfriend.
Ooh, and they, small world.
Small world.
Small town.
And I guess they lived together. I guess the ex-boyfriend, which was my friend from work, ended up going through his phone and found
a picture of your meet-o.
No, no, no.
I'm just kidding.
No. He found my phone number. So, I don't know how the fuck, but he ended up being like, that's Louis's phone number. So then he texts me, the guy from work, and was just like, what the fuck? Like, you're hooking up with my boyfriend or blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait, what? And then he tells me his boyfriend's name, which is the guy that I knew. And I never really gave my real name to, like, these guys that I do stuff with. So that guy didn't. He's like, that's not him. Like, it's not the same name. But then it's the same fucking phone number.
Oh my gosh.
Was like, oh, my God. I was like, what? And it got really messy because my friend from work was also telling me chisme about him and his boyfriend. Well, ex-boyfriend, like how they were on
but
and off
you
or whatever.
Didn't know it was the same
I don't
person.
Know it was the same guy. So like even after I hooked up with his boyfriend and the boyfriend was venting to me, like I was just like, okay, but everyone has obviously two different sides to every story. So like the stories didn't align to what they were telling me. Like in each of their stories, they were each the bad guy. And I'm sure they're all bad in one way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But the stories didn't align. I would have never put 2 and 2 together. And to be fair, like my friend from work was a lot older than this guy.
Yeah.
So I also didn't connect the dots and like, oh my God, it got so messy. So like the guy from work was telling me a bunch of shit and I was like, dude, I really didn't know. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, what the heck? But like at the end of the day, it's still like,
it's weird.
Awkward for him. Like, bitch, what the fuck? And then this guy was apologizing to me, saying that he didn't know I was friends with him. Like, but it's also like, I think it was just hard for any of us to figure it out, because
that's so weird.
I don't share information about me when I was like doing chile appointments. Like, I don't tell them my name. Like, even if they're like, oh, trying to make small talk, like, where do you work? Like, I'm not like, oh, this is where I work, because I never know where it's gonna go. And I'm like, why do you need to know like my life?
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense.
So I was like, oh my god, so quedé super mal. And then that guy from work ended up venting to like another girl that we worked with, who like you knew.
Yeah, puta.
And that puta fue de pinche perico and told all of fucking Kmart.
She was the biggest fucking chismosa, dude.
And she made me look so bad. She basically told everybody at Kmart that I knew that they had just broken up and that I went in there and wanted to hook up with everybody and was just
that literally, he did it like on purpose.
That I did it on purpose. And everybody knew that me and that guy from Kmart were like friends, so they were like, ooh, pinche piruja. And I was like, I'm a perra, but I'm also not gonna fucking throw a friend under the bus and try to go in with their hombre.
Shit like that.
And after everybody was like yapping about me, I remember I came into work and everyone was like very high school vibes. And even him, he was just like, fuck you, bitch. Like, I was just coming to work like the fucking Teresa of like work. I was like, fuck.
Dude, and I, you know what? During this whole time, I was there and I wasn't there. Because I feel like it was when I was pregnant. No?
Yeah.
So I was in and out a lot. And I didn't really know what was going on. And this pinche puta chismosa mitotera cara de pita. I'm just kidding. No, she came up to me one day at work. And she was like, did you hear everything that's going on with your brother and blah, blah, blah. Yes, and I was like, huh?
Puta.
And then she was just like, oh my God. And then she's like, don't act like you don't know. And I was just like, bitch, I literally
clueless. Porque te quería sacar a ti el chisme.
Yeah, I was like literally fucking clueless. And then she was just like, why is your brother being like that? Like, he shouldn't be acting like that. Dude, I want to fuck her ass up too. Fuck her. No, and she was just like trying to get the tea out of me. And then she was just like, that's so fucked up that your brother would do that, dude. Like, and I was like, puta, tell me what he did.
Yeah.
She didn't want to tell me what he did. She was just like, no, like, I'm not going to tell you because you already know. And then she's like, that's just really fucked up, though.
Yeah.
And I was just like, huh? So lost. And Louis had to tell me what happened. But I was just like, dude, what the fuck? I'm pretty sure that's when I was like going on leave or about to leave because I was pregnant, because I missed like a big chapter of that because of my pregnancy. Pero esa puta.
Ay, logo, no.
This bitch,
like, she wasn't even like working. She wasn't even hired to work at Kmart for like cashier or anything. She was literally hired to be a chismosa there. Like, that's how dedicated she was to her fucking job there. Like, she was getting paid to be a chismosa.
Dude, no, she was. That
this puta had the audacity to be like, Louis, can I talk to you? Oh, pinche estúpida, como si fuera su hombre de ella.
No, bitch, like, she was the manager in the Chisme Association.
Literally. So fuck, she was like, so what happened between you and so-and-so? And I was just like, ay, estúpida. Like, you had the nerve to come ask me?
I hate her.
Because, like, there's a lot of chismosas out there, but, like, I will give her props for that. She was, like, one of the one only chismosas that I know that was, like, a ver, dame el chisme.
Like, she gave no fucks to get the chisme, to know what she wanted, and spread it to everyone and their mom.
I think the reason she was so comfortable asking me is because we knew her pretty well. Like, we knew her pretty well. So I felt like she was like, all right, everybody, like, I'm going to go report and get the cheeseman, then I'll tell everybody.
I think she wanted to be like the mediator.
Wanted to be like I got the exclusive, like, I'm TMZ.
She's TMZ.
So she came to ask me and I was just like, well, what'd you hear? So ya fue cuando me dijo everything that she heard. And I was like, well, that's not what happened at all. I was like, I didn't know they were together. And she's like, well, blah, blah, blah. And like asking me all these fucking questions. And I was like, that's all I'm going to tell you, my love. I was like, so you can go tell all your other Ericos that this is that I didn't know that that's what it was. But I didn't want to give her like any insight or what happened, because I was like, if anyone wants to ask me anything, it could be him and he can ask me.
Yeah.
So I do remember I ended up messaging my friend. Well, he wasn't even my friend anymore. And I ended up like just apologizing to him and doing all this stuff. And he ended up forgiving me. And I think we weren't ever friends like the way we were anymore, but we kept it cool because
he was cordial, right?
He told me, he like even apologized for coming at me like the way that he did, but he was like, you know, like, this guy's cheated on me before. And, like, aww, although we weren't together, it was just kind of like, you know, I opened up to you and I told you. And I felt like shit. Like, I literally remember being like, dude, I cannot apologize to you enough. Like, I did not fucking know. So then after that, I was like, ay, Luis, ya bájale with all these chile appointments.
Ya bájale.
And also fucking Target. Also fucking Watsonville was so small that, like, of course that wasn't happen to me. Like, of course it was. And that's how I became La Teresa of Kmart.
Dude, it was sickening, though. I'm all hyping you up for it.
I know. You're like, do it again.
What other teas? I'm trying to remember more tea.
There was a lot of fucking, I just remember all the cheese.
There was this girl. We just keep like talking shit about people. There was this girl who, she was hella pretty, right? Mm-hmm. And she was so pretty. Yeah, she would work with me. We'd always be like chismeando and shit. And one time, this bitch got fired. And I was like, what the fuck did she do that she got fired? And loss prevention and security took her to the back. I was there working. Mm-hmm. They took her to the back. And I was like, what the fuck did this bitch do?
Yeah.
So I guess she would, you know how they would give us these little Kmart paper bags when we would buy something?
Yes.
Compraba como una agüita o unos chips y la ponía en su bolsita. Mm-hmm. And during her break, she would go look at the makeup aisle. And this dumbass hoe, thinking she was never gonna get caught, she would go look in the makeup aisle y agarraba el makeup and she would just start dipping it in the bag. And yeah, she was like doo 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 doo. And same thing, they waited till she piled up a big amount and they were like, you're fired. They fired her. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? And then yeah, but she was my friend, but
chupendeja. And it's crazy because like we didn't, like even nosotros, we don't know what our coworkers were doing until they get fired.
Dude,
for it.
Like, imagine being that sketchy.
Yeah, that like you're just like,
dude,
like throwing stuff in your bag.
And we, nosotros ni enterados, acá bien chill with us, all having the best life, and they're over here stealing like hella money and shit.
There was this, well, I don't know if I already said this, but I was one of the, oh yeah, I did say that I was like one of the younger people working there. So a lot of the people there were older, like Yuatzi's age, like just like teenagers. I feel like I was still very chamaco.
Yeah, we were like, just graduated high school.
So like they were still 18, like in 19. The scene, having fun, like still not even 21. So they're still looking to party, very those vibes. Yeah. So I remember I made some amigos really good with a girl there. I'm pretty sure you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Still love her to this day. Like every time I think about Kmart, I think of her specifically. So yeah,
she was really funny.
She was like the funniest. Like, you know how like you have your like work friends? So she was definitely my work friend, but like, I wanted that friendship to go, like, outside of, like, work. Because I literally loved her. Like, she was so fun. Like, siempre cotorreando, like, at work. We were doing, like, the most stupidest shit. Or, like, I remember we'd be, like, working, like, messing around. And we'd hear the managers, like, walking. She's like, run. And we would just, like, run to our own side. And, like, pretend like we were doing something. Or sometimes the managers would creep up. Because they knew we were, like, friends.
Yeah.
So they'd see us together. And they'd be like, what are you guys doing? She's like, oh, he's just helping me. It's because I couldn't, like, do this or blah, blah. She's like, Hollywood, you were just helping me? And I was like, mm-hmm. But like the managers already knew, or like if we would finish early, we would just kind of like walk around Kmart, like just having fun. But I remember we ended up becoming friends pretty well. That one time she invited me like outside. We were like our shift. It was like about to finish. And she's like, so are you down to come and meet at a party? And I was like,
shut up.
What? Like with the older guys? I was like, sure. So she's like, yeah, like, I'll pick you up. And I remember telling my mom, I was like, oh my God. And I was like, I'm una amiga. So I remember, because in high school, I wouldn't get invited to like any parties like that. And I remember we ended up like meeting up after like work. And it was just cool. Like, it's always like a weird moment hanging out with
your coworkers.
Yeah, with a coworker after work.
Yeah.
So I remember like she picked me up and we like pre-games a little bit in the car. And we walk into like this house party and everybody like knew her. And I was like, hey, girl. Like very cool with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're behind her. But aww. I remember like shitting myself because there was so many bitches there from my high school. Like, so a lot of like people who I went to high school with were friends with like these older people. Like I'm assuming when we were like freshmen, sophomores, and like you guys were still in school, like that's how like friends you see it on.
Yeah.
So I remember I walked in there and I was very much known as like, don't invite Louis. Like you, like I was just like that gringy guy making videos on YouTube. So I remember she like hella had my back. So like I walked in and everyone was like, what the fuck? People were like I literally remember people being like, ew, what the fuck? Like Louis here. Like everyone was just like trying to be a puta to me. And she was like, what? Like she was very much like, don't be talking shit, I'll fuck you up. Like she was being super cool. And she's like, Louis, come on, let's go take a drink. It was very much like, don't even give him a drink vibes.
Yeah.
Cause like people just at high school did not think I was like quote unquote cool. So I was just very much like, what am I doing at a party vibe? But she was super chill with me. She introduced me to like her older friends. So then they were all super chill with me. And like a lot of them knew of like me doing social media, but like they didn't give a fuck. Like, they were just like, you know, like here, have a white claw. Or like
you're
just
fun.
Yeah, like having fun. But all the people from high school were just very much like, it's not cool to be his friend. So they were like, but once they saw like she was fucking with me and like all the older people were like fucking with me, luego me empezaron a hablar and like offering me drink. I remember they were asking me for pictures and shit, but it was very much like, oh, she's cool with him, like we can be cool with him. But I felt so weird at that party, just like it was fun, but yeah. I felt so out of place. Like I was like, do I belong here? But I remember she was just still being like hella funny and stuff. So like It was just like cool being with her.
Oh my God. And then that just reminded me one time too. I feel like a lot of the girlies at Kmart didn't really like me. I don't know why. Nobody ever likes me. But we went to with the chismosa. We're gonna call her, we should call her TMZ.
Yes, it's called TMZ.
She was the biggest chismosa in all of Kmart. And unfortunately, she was like a really good friend of mine at that time. Mm-hmm. TMZ got invited to a fucking party. And I was like, okay, I'll go.
Yeah.
And she was like, it gets crazy though. And I was like, okay, I've never partied with the Kmart girlies. Mm-hmm. So we all go, dude. All the Kmart girlies, I'd never seen them like this. Mm-hmm. There was a bunch of cholos everywhere. And they were all like upside down with a fucking tube down their throat. Todas bien alzadas en el piso. One of them was like twerking on a guy. Chichis everywhere. Basically the nipple out.
Like, and it's, I
was
like, it's weird seeing them outside of work.
I was like, what's going on? And the TMZ was like, woo, we're here to party. And I got scared. So I asked for a ride. I got like picked up. Yeah, because I got scared. Because I'd never been around cholos. And, like, it would have been cool if, like, when I got there, everybody was, like, barely getting drunk. No, everybody was already fucked up to the floor. Cien. Like, ya tiradas, ahí desmayadas. Uh-huh. So it was really scary for me. So I got a ride and I left.
You were like,
yeah, I was like, I'm leaving. But that also reminds me, ¿te acuerdas de esa pinche puta babosa that would always talk shit about me?
The manager?
No, she was a girl. Oh, well, no shit, she was a girl. let me tell Louis.
No, fuck you. Oh my God, I forgot about her. La bruja.
I forgot. Remember about her?
No, it was weird though, because like, I never fucked with this, you guys. I don't fuck with people who don't fuck with my sisters.
Yeah.
And like, are trying to be friends with me. And that girl that Yoati told me, she would like want to eat my hola. Like, she was super nice to me, was what I'm saying. But she was a puta to Yoati.
And I don't know why. And I know she was also trying to do social media, because she would always post like glam and all that.
Very like 2016 makeup.
Yeah, which was cool or whatever. But, and at first, I had no problems with her up until fucking TMZ.
I'm literally going to insert a pic. I just can imagine.
Insert pics.
Insert a picture of her.
Fucking TMZ, dude. She would be like, yeah, she's talking shit about you.
She likes twisting shit. Puta.
Now that I think about it, I think she was the problem.
She literally was like, I am aburrida. Let me go make some shit.
Yeah, dude. No, she'd be like, yeah, she's talking shit about you because of like this and this and that.
Yeah,
and I low-key started to really not like this girl after one time I told TMZ. I was going through my like mom phase. I had just had Travis and I didn't really have any friends. And I was like, hey, I really want to go out. And then she was just like, just me and you? And I was like, no, like, let's hang out with your friends, like the mean girl and like however many. But I didn't know she was that mean at the time. Mm. And she was like, yeah, yeah, like, let me talk to everybody and then I'll like figure something out for us. And I was like, okay, the next day. She was like, oh, okay. So I talked to her and she said, like, why does Yoati want to go out? Isn't she a mom?
I remember you telling me this.
Dude,
shit.
Fucking TMZ just was like, yeah, she said that you shouldn't be going out because you're a mom. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? She was like, yeah, dude, like, I'm just being honest. That's what she said. After that, I fucking hated the other girl because I was like, you're a fucking puta.
Yeah.
And let me tell you that she said that. But 2 weeks later, we did end up going out together. Mm-hmm. We went to the fucking Motive in downtown Santa Cruz. Fuck that place. All boring. We go. It was so awkward because I get there and they're just sitting down in a little table. When I get there, they're just all quiet, just staring at me. Ew. And I was like, hi. And they're like, well, you're the one that wanted to go out. So what do you want to do?
Ew.
It was so hater vibes. And TMZ was my fucking friend, but she was being a puta that night too.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were just like, well, like, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you fucking puta. So we just kind of sat there.
Very much like, well, you make it fun.
Yeah. And then some of my other friends ended up coming and they made it a little bit more fun. We're having shots. But that she not TMZ, but the mean girl, she ended up leaving because like she got bored. She's like, I'm leaving.
Ew.
And after that, I hated her so much. I blocked her off of all my socials. She's still blocked. Fuck her.
Bitch, no. Now that I think about it, like the more stories we tell, like. There were so many red flags with TMZ, you guys, that I feel like they weren't so clear to us because, like I'm saying, like a lot of people just didn't really fuck with us or like invite us to things. So, and she was very much like the middleman.
Yeah.
Like she knew a lot of people and stuff. So we always felt like, oh, like, well, she's just telling us the truth or like, well, she's just like trying to like have our backs or whatever. But like now that like we speak it a lot, I'm like, oh, this puta was just like stirring shit up.
Toxic. I like how we turned Kmart episode into TMZ episode.
I know, it's because I hate her.
But fuck her up. She was one of the friendships that I told you guys that kind of like went sideways because she backstabbed me really, really, really bad at the end when I was like, bitch, I literally was like, bitch, get the fuck out of my house. Yeah. Like that's how bad it got, you guys. Yeah. I was like, get the fuck out of my house. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck you. That's how bad it got.
Like that bitch. Like after a few years, unfortunately, like we really got to like finally call her out on her shit, and got to literally was like, and like cut that bitch off.
Yeah,
she was just fucking shady, boots.
She was TMZ. Okay, Louis. So enough cheese mint talk. Let's talk about some of your jobs, or like what was something that you had to do on a reg at Kmart, or something that you didn't like doing?
Well, I think I was probably one of the only guys working night shift. So unfortunately for me, okay, you guys. So think about this. Louis's like 15, maybe 16.
Yeah, you're a baby.
And when I was that young, y'all, I was super skinny. Really skinny, you guys. Like, I was probably, I think in high school, I was weighing like 100, maybe 110 at max.
Oh my God.
And because I was the only fucking guy working, the managers and all the girls there swore that, like, I could just do the heavy lifting. So, Kmart was also attached to Sears.
Oh, yeah.
So whenever a customer would buy a fucking fridge or would buy a fucking lavadora, they'd be like, Louis to the front, please. Louis to the front. Yeah, boy, yo, like already knowing what the fuck it's going to be. And they'd be like, hi, a customer just bought a fridge. Can you take it to their car? And I was like, bitch, I'm like, your back's wider than mine. Why can't you pick it up? Like, literally, you guys, I remember the first time they asked me, I was like, what? And they're like, can you get a fridge from the back and take it to the customer's car? And I was like, bitch, this fridge is twice my size and like
five times
heavier than I am. I was like, is the fridge gonna carry me or am I gonna carry the fridge? Because
it all grows little legs and
literally I was like, what the fuck? So I remember I was just like, what the fuck? So I remember whenever the customers would see me like, this one's gonna help me, I'd be like, literally, like, hello. The fucking fridge was taller than me and everything. I just pop up through the side and the guys would be like, you're gonna pick it up? And I was like, well, I can help you take it to the front. But I remember una vez me tocó alzar una pinche lavadora because I think a lady bought it and she's like, well, I can't carry. And I was like, well, I can't either. So I remember I fucked up my back so many times. Like, I feel like I have back problems now because of that. Yo le echaba todas mis ganas to carry these fridges and these lavadoras and be like, or like sometimes if it was a muchacho that would buy it, I would have to help them carry it. And I was just like,
they're all little.
Yeah, because like, well, the girls were just like, I'm not going to carry it. And like, I would have to be the only one. So, oh, I fucking hated doing that shit. Pa todo me llamaban a mí to like carry.
Dude, for real.
And I was like, I can't carry this.
It just reminded me one time I was with a customer. And I was pregnant. I stopped working when I was like 7 and a half, almost 8 months pregnant. Uh-huh. Like 8 months. Y ya estaba bien pinche gorda, bien embarazadota. And this lady, this old lady, she was just like, she buys a big pack of, a 36 pack of water bottles. And then she was just like, can you take it to my car? And I was like, I'm pregnant. se me salió.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm pregnant. I can't lift that. This bitch looks at me, she's like, well, I'm old. I can't lift it. I
was like, you should have been like, well, guess we're both fucked.
Dude, it's que, like, se me salió. I was just like, I'm pregnant. Like, I can't lift that.
Like, just out of like impulse, like, bitch?
Yeah. And then, no, she right back, she's like, well, I'm old. I can't lift it. And I start cracking up. Well, not cracking up, but internally. And I was like, let me get somebody to help you. I tell my manager. And my manager, dude, fue a ayudar a la señora. She comes back bien emputada y me regaña. She's like, you can't be talking to customers like that. You're supposed to help them.
Bitch.
And I was like, but I'm pregnant. Like, how? She's like, I don't know. Figure it out. But you can't be talking to customers like that. And I was like, oh, my God. And I got into hella trouble because I talked back to the pinche puta viejilla. I was like, well, babe, you said we were salir pinche chamaco. I know.
No, now that I remember, I'm trying to remember so hard if this happened to you or to me.
Wow.
When a piece of the store like fell and almost like chopped us up. You don't remember?
No.
I'm pretty sure it was to me, but I don't remember the story.
It was
fully.
You. It was you. Yeah.
So you
it
guys,
was you.
The fucking story estaba bien pinche vieja that like shit would like fall randomly. And there was, I don't even know exactly what it was, but I remember I was walking through like the front of the store and there was this piece of like metal that was super long and tall, like really long and tall, like attached to the puerta. And for some fucking reason or something, as I was walking, yeah. it literally like fell and went whoosh and like fell right in front of me.
Yeah.
And I think it just landed on my foot, but I was literally like thanking God that it didn't hit me in the face because I feel like me rozó.
Dude.
And immediately the manager was right behind me, like the mean one. Because yeah. I think she was like the manager. Like she was like head of the managers. So immediately she was like, she's like, are you okay? Like, oh my God, did you get hurt? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, I didn't know anything about like, if you get hurt at work, you could like sue or like whatever, yeah. nothing like that. So I was just like, no, like, I'm fine, I'm fine. And like, nothing happened to me. I was just like more scared. She's like, oh my God, good. Because I don't need another report or something like that. But after I told my parents were like, mira, si yo que te lastimaste. But like, I didn't know at the time. But like, now that I remember, I just remember the story very detailed, but I couldn't remember if it was to you or me. But it I remember you. Like, it was like, when like, it was this long ass piece of metal that like, if it would have hit me, like, I think it would have like, I would have been all this, what is that, how do you say it?
Descalabrado.
Descalabrado right there, like.
Pobrecito.
Yeah, it didn't hit me, so I survived. I should have like fell on the floor, like,
you should have like, it fucking hit you.
Yeah, so they would have been like, let's just give him some commission.
Dude, do you remember how when we had a clock in, we had this long ass number? Do you still know your number?
No, bitch.
I do.
I don't even remember what day it is.
310-240-3463.
How do you remember that from like 10
Trauma.
Years ago? I think we've talked about this a little bit that like I and I think you said that we have like nightmares of like working there.
Dude, I still have nightmares to this day. Same. That manager calls me and she was like, you, where have you been?
Yes.
You've been missing for 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm coming to my shift.
Yeah, and they're like, I don't clock in. And like, they're like, you haven't clocked in the last like few weeks. Like, where are you? Why aren't you working? Like, we're going to fire you. And like,
and like, I keep having this reoccurring dream where like, I go to work and then I leave for like 2 weeks and I come back and the manager talks to me and she was like, are you gonna work here or not? Because we hire you and then you go missing. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna stay this time. Like, fuck, dude, that's scary.
Wait, one thing I just remembered. I remember
Louie, it's fucking cold in here.
I feel a little bit. Suck it up. You have a jacket. I remember I was working there and I was already like the hammy Louie.
Oh shit. Oh wait, thinking of what you're gonna talk about.
It was fucking you. Yes.
Wait,
you.
It was probably you.
Listening. I remember I was already working there and I already had like a pretty big following on social media and ended up like word got out that like I worked at Kmart because like nobody really went to Kmart, you guys. So like the few people that did was like, oh, like, can I get a picture? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But once like the word got out somehow, because Watson was really small, that I worked there, I ended up getting in trouble once with the manager because they also didn't really know I do social media. But once they found out, they were like, hey, like, have you been telling people that you work here? Like, what? And I was like, no, why? So I guess there was some of you perras who would call Kmart and be like, hi, like, can I talk to Louie?
Yep.
And the managers, like, when it first started happening, thought that, like, they just needed help in, like, a certain department. But because I was always working, like, online orders, they'd be like, well, what could they possibly want to ask Louie? So
yeah.
Eventually they ended up catching on that it was a bunch of, like, younger people, like, calling, asking for me. Or like, oh, my God, does Louie work here? Like, just very, like, looking for me all the time. And they could already tell. So once they found out I was doing social media, they were like, you need to, like, post something or say something to, like, stop calling the store because we're getting calls all the time.
Dude,
people
yes.
asking for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? And they're like, yeah. And I didn't know. I think they didn't tell me until, like, it kind of got a little bit more. But I remember one time, it was almost, like, closing. Si me tocó contestar el celular.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hello, thank you for calling Kmart. Or somehow, no. I was working in my department. And somehow they got to my department. They were like, can I talk to whatever the electronic, whatever the
department
was called. I remember I was like, hi, like, how can I help you? And they're like, is this Louie? And I was like, no. I was mad because I was getting in trouble at work. And I was like,
stop fucking calling.
Yeah, like they wanted to like fucking write me up and shit. But I was like, well, what can I do about it?
Yeah,
I was like, I was like, and if I post about it, then more people are going to know that I work there.
Yeah.
So I just didn't. But there was so many times where people would come looking for me, asking me for pictures. I'll post them on the Pretty Not Smart Instagram. But like, there was this one picture that I recently found on my phone where like somebody took a picture with me and they posted it. Aww. So I look all chamaco in my uniform.
Post them.
But if I do post it, I just remember the girl blocked out her face. So don't think that I blocked it out. Like, I remember she posted it and blocked it out. And I think I had screenshotted it from, like, when she posted it years ago.
Yeah.
And it somehow just repopped up on my phone recently. And I was like, oh, my God, it's me from Kmart.
You're like, I look so different.
Yeah, I looked all chum.
I want to see it.
I looked all straight with, like, my little Adidas shoes and, like, a long-ass blue shirt. I was like,
Do you remember how I quit Kmart?
No.
Dude, it's hella funny. So I was so over that place when I was about to leave. I was over it. I was over the management, over everybody who worked there. I was just so fucking over it. And just so much shit happened in there. And towards the end, I was fighting with the managers a lot because one of them was a fucking bitch. And I just was so over it. And I finally got another job at Applebee's. Mm-hmm. That's when I got hired at Applebee's, and I already knew I was gonna, I had already gotten the job. I just told him, just give me my 2 weeks because I have 2 weeks left at Kmart and then I'm all yours at Applebee's. Mm-hmm. And I was so done with that place that one random shift, I had already put my 2 weeks, one random shift, I was just working and I was like, why the fuck am I still here? And I was like, I am so sick and tired of this place. Mm-hmm. Like, the manager had told me to do like a bunch of shit. Yeah, yeah. She was like, you need to do this before you leave this. And I was like, bitch, who the fuck are you? And I was like, I'm leaving. And I fucking just walked out of my shift.
And like, for context, that manager was a bitch to Yahtzee. Like, she would make her cry and like.
Yeah, she would make me cry. I think we've talked about it. She would make me cry. She was just horrible to me. And I'm not sure why to this day. Because she liked me at the beginning. And then she just was a puta to me. Up. And I was just, I had it. And I was like, why the fuck am I here? I literally just walked out. And I was like, I'm out this bitch. They were so mad at me for leaving.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And they
that
were
now.
Like, and a lot of my friends were like, why did you walk out? Like, what if you ever needed that job back? And I was like, bitch, I ain't never coming back here. Yeah. I was like, I don't need, it's going to go on your resume. Yeah, and I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And then they called me the next day, the manager, and she was just like, I know that you walked out. I was like, okay. She's like, I need you to come and pick up your check. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. I go and I pick up my check. She was so mad at me. She didn't even want to talk to me. She's like, sign here. I just like, and they're like, here's your check. And I was like, doo, 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 doo. And I left so happy. I basically left flipping the store off.
Yeah.
Not the actual store, because I had sentimental like feeling. But the like the people that worked there and the managers. It was just not a very fun environment. I was so fucking over it.
Yeah. I remember, like I said, a lot of people were like mean to Yahtzee, but like really nice to me. But like I just didn't like really fuck with it. So I remember after that manager, she had already pushed so many of Yahtzee's buttons, but even like during that, because also Yahtzee was pregnant. And this, I just remember her being very harsh on Yahtzee and like asking her to do too much, even caring shit when she shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But they're very much like, well, you're still working, my love.
Let me tell you one example. So one of the times that she really ticked me off, I was already pregnant. And I don't think she knew I was pregnant yet because I hadn't really told anybody. But you know, when you're pregnant, your hormones, your mood is just going crazy. It's fired up. And it was closing time. And I had my own department. I was in the jewelry department. And she, there was a basket of like returns that had to do with a completely different department. She's like, Yahtzee, you need to take your go backs, fix it. You need to go fix your department, make sure it's nice and clean. And when you're done, you're going to go do that department. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why? That's not mine. She's like, because I said so. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why don't you make anybody else do it? Like, they have way less things to do it. I started talking back, you guys, because I was so tired of her shit. Mm-hmm. And she was like, because I said so. And I was like, I'm not going to do it. Yeah. I was so pissed off. And she was like, yes, you are. And I was like, I'm not going to do it. And I left to the back. And then she's like, go to the office right now. And I was like, bitch. So I go to the office and I was like, what? And then she was like, you're going to do it because I said so. And I was like, well, first of all, you're not going to talk to me like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to do it because that's not my like responsibility.
Yeah, you're like, that's not what I like got hired for.
Yeah, I have my own department. I'm not even close to being done. Make somebody else do it. Mm-hmm. And we just went back and forth that night too. I walked out because I wasn't like handling her shit. And she was like, don't come back here till you talk to the other manager. And I was like, nah, fuck you. And I was like, shut up. But yeah. Oh, dude, she just had it out for me. And I don't know why.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out because like, I would talk to her and she was like nice to me. And I remember when you did like quit, she was like, I think she asked me about it, like if you were gonna go back or something. And I was like, I don't know. Cause I was really like over her shit too for like just being like
switchy.
Yeah, just like, oh, like I felt like Yahtzee and I are very similar. So I almost feel like if you don't like her, then how do you like me? Like, dude, I don't know. I just feel like I was just like, I don't get it. But I actually don't remember how I quit. I think I... Oh, actually, I do remember.
How'd you quit?
I went in with, like, one of the managers that I liked. And I was like, hey, like, I just want to come in and put my 2 weeks. And it was... I think Kmart was already, like, getting ready to, like, start closing down. Like, the conversation went. So, like, oh, you're leaving us. And then I was like, yeah. I was like, it's just, like, I'm going to go to college. Or I don't know what the fuck I was doing. I think I was just focusing more in school. I think I was a senior. I don't remember. But I was like, I just need to focus a little bit more on school and stuff. But, she was like, are you sure? She's like, or do you want some time off? And, like, you can come back when you're ready. Or, like, you can even work part-time. And I was like,
Yeah, like, I'm rich.
Yeah, I know.
Have a YouTube.
I just felt like shit, like, leaving. Because the store was already kind of going to shit. And, like, that manager was really nice to me. So she was like, she's like, okay. She's like, well, if you ever want to get, like, hired again, like, let me know. And I was like, yeah. I was like, well, thank you so much. And I remember, like, when I walked away, I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm leaving.
Yeah, dude. I think those were the vibes, too. Just because, like, I didn't know where my life was heading. Mm-hmm. Sure, neither did you. So it was just, like, every time I left a job, I always was kind of excited for the future, but nervous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like closing a chapter.
Yeah.
But I did learn quite a lot of things from Kmart. Like, how to deal with customers and, like, mm-hmm. customer service. I feel like that really helped me... talk to a lot of people and break out of my shell. Like, because I would talk to a lot of customers. And one thing I really, really liked about Kmart were some of the customers. I was always smiling when I was a cashier, always smiling, because there was no reason for me to be a bitch to customers for no reason. Mm-hmm. So a lot of customers would always tell me, like, I remember one particular, she was like, you are always smiling. Every time I come to pay, I like paying with you because you're always so nice. You're so happy. You're always smiling. Or there was people would be like, you are so pretty. And I was like, yeah, thank you. You know, so I do remember all of that. There's a lot of nice people, too. Not everybody was mean.
No, yeah, I feel like I appreciated, like, working at Kmart because, like, it really put me in, because it was before I was even really making money on social media. So it really put me into perspective, like, of what it's like to earn my money and what I wanted to spend it on. Because, like, before I had that job, like, I was already desperate because, from a young age, I knew in order for me to have, like, my quote-unquote freedom from, like, my parents. Because my parents wouldn't let me hang out with, like, my friends a lot because they didn't have money to, like, give me to spend.
Yeah,
so I was like, okay, well, I need to get a job so that I can start making money. So then I could ask for less permission. It was just more telling them that I was going to go hang out with friends.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, when I eventually got my car. I was like, okay, well, I can do things on my own. So I got a job for the purpose of, like, wanting to make my own decisions and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I do remember I would ask my parents for a lot of stuff when I was younger, like, to buy me for, like, going back to school vibes or a new backpack and all that shit. So I do remember when I started, like, working at Kmart, I was just like, oh, shit. Or, like, even just feeling so...
Las cosas cuestan.
Or even feeling so upset, like, when I would get my check. And especially because I worked part-time, getting my check and then seeing the, like, the for your taxes, like, the government would post them away, and I was just like, damn it. I was like, I worked all these hours, and, like, well, not all because it was part-time, but I was like I worked all this and I can't even get that. So
but sometimes you would get it back. No,
yeah. But it helped me because, like, my dad always siempre nos daba dinero for lunch. He would give us, like, $5. So it was cool. Like, after I got my job, I was able to get more than $5 for my own money. So I would, like, start buying my own little lunch and get, like, more stuff. But, see, I got to realize how hard it was for me to, like, buy myself, like, even a sweater or a jacket. Because I was like, bitch, like, that's more than half of my check.
Like, the fucking jacket that we talked about that he did not want to buy.
It was $45. And I remember I was like, and I remember Yoatzi literally was like, just buy it, you deserve it. And I remember I bought it, and I was like, pinche puta jacket I'm gonna wear every single day. I was like, because it costs a pretty penny.
They had some really good shit. I would buy a lot of shoes from Kmart. Mm-hmm. A lot of their jewelry was really affordable, and it was, like, nice jewelry. Yeah. So I would buy a lot of shit. And I feel like it really hit me in my heart when Kmart and Watsonville closed.
Same. That I got was really, or I would always drive by and be like, because, like, although we did spill a lot of cheese man, like, bad shit that happened to us, it was still, like, I liked working there.
I liked it was a good chill experience. And just a lot of, I had a lot of memories in there in that store. Mm-hmm. And one day I would still, cuando ya no trabajaba ahí, I still liked going because they had little affordable things and I would buy Travis clothes. Yeah. It was just cute. And one time I just stopped going. And then I went, like, 2 years later, dude, I walked in and I got goosebumps all over my body.
And it
body.
Was all, like, somewhat closed. Yeah. I remember that.
Because they closed a big chunk of the store. Mm. It was like, the store was like, half opened or less.
Everything was, like,
blocked off. And nomás un pedacito. Like, it turned from, like, 100% to, like, 30% mm-hmm. of the store, and the shelves were empty. Like, ya no tenía nada. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, Kmart's gonna close. And yeah. I was so sad. Y las cosas que tenían, like, they had, like, one body soap, like, mm-hmm. one, ya ni tenían makeup. Like, it was so sad. That was, I think, the last time that I went. And it made me feel so sad because I was like, dude, I remember this store when it was thriving.
There were so many sales going on.
Yeah, too. I remember during the holidays, like it was packed to get in here, the Black Friday sales. Yeah. And to see it completely just like shut down was like heartbreaking.
And yeah, and it's, I think it's like what Yati said, that it's like sad leaving because, I mean, for me, it was like my first and like only like job that I had. So seeing that like, you know, gracias a Dios and gracias to you guys, I was able to, you know, move forward and just not have to go back there. But it almost felt like a little chapter of my life. Like I was
closed, like a little chapter
and like
closed.
Literally closed. Like I was just like, because, well, that was my first experience like working and getting money.
That was
and
literally
having a
your
schedule.
Only job.
Yeah. So like, just I'm really thankful though that I got to experience that because it kind of prepared me for like the future going yeah. on. But I was just like, oh, I was like, well, it's closed and I'll never be able to like go in there again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was sad when I saw it closed too.
Yeah. And then now, if you visit Little Wassamville, it's just deserted. The Kmart is still there because I believe the owner of the building is selling it for like so much money that like nobody's buying it. And it also, they don't know what else to put on in that or in that location because the city won't approve a lot of the things. I think they wanted to do like a Walmart or something, but the city didn't approve it. But if you ever pass by and you see that Kmart, me and Louie used to work
just
there.
Just know we used to work there. But yeah. It's like that for a lot of locations. I drive to so many cities and still see like Kmart's
Kmart.
Just standing there. Like
it's just there.
Always just standing there.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you, Kmart Smart.
Oh my God, Kmart Smart.
Kmart Smart.
Do you ever think Kmart will make a comeback?
No.
Well, because you know how like Toys R Us closed and then it made a comeback? Toys R Us. There's little Toys R Us's like spread everywhere, like inside stores. Like I know Macy's, si vas para arriba, it's a mini Toys R Us.
But because they have toys to like drive them sales. And I feel like Kmart was just, I feel like Kmart was always looked as like a low budget Target. Mm-hmm. Like always. I remember everyone would always like compare the two or like compete with them. So I feel like, because even Sears is closing, right?
Sears is closed.
Yeah, you see? So like Sears was
Sears
the sister
and Kmart were
company.
Closed.
Yeah, yeah, so I feel like they don't have a comeback. So that's why it's like sad because, well, one, it was always stuck in its time. And then two, I feel like they don't really have much to offer. So I feel like it's
gone forever.
The closest thing that gives me vibes to a Kmart is Kohl's.
What? I guess Kohl's.
I feel like Kohl's is also stuck in time, even though it's starting to make little changes. But every time I go into a Kohl's, it gives me like those Kmart vibes.
Kohl's tiene, no tenía comida. And they had, Kmart had a whole pantry, had electronics, they had furniture.
That's true.
And Kohl's doesn't. Kohl's is just like clothes, right?
Yeah.
Kohl's cash today.
No, I recently went to Kohl's. They have a bunch of shit, y'all. Like,
they
I
actually
went recently
do.
And I was like, this is what, because everyone was telling me to go to Kohl's for like Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, they had a bunch of shit. I found a lot. Oh, I actually bought this thing.
Really?
Yeah, and it's my favorite.
Touch it.
So one of the, if you guys are just listening, there's like this squishy that I always have, and it's
my absolute
favorite.
Oh, it feels
like my ex
is nuts.
Ew,
I'm just kidding.
And I'm like, that's why I like it. It's one of my favorite squishies, and I found it at Kohl's for $10 dupes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was really expensive, but
no, they have some cute stuff, and then I fuck with them having a Sephora in there.
Yes.
Because sometimes I need like a little makeup, I just run in there real quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was nice going down memory lane. I hope you guys enjoyed some of these Kmart Smart stories.
Yeah, and if you have a TMZ in your life, comment their names down below.
No, cut that bitch off. Break the
camera.
Yeah,
cush that bitch. Cush.
Cush. Bitch, they're all smoking around.
Smoke around and then dump her ass.
I'm dead.
But thank you for going down memory lane with me and Kmart.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Stay Kmart Smart. Bye.